Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome into God's house. Those of you on the other side of the camera, welcome into Long Meadow Church of the Brethren for the sermon title, Back to the Basics. Our scripture message today comes from Psalm chapter 23, the first six verses, and as you all know, the Psalm of David. Psalm chapter 23, the first six verses, Psalm David says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of the righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." May God add his blessing to these passages. Let us seek him and go before him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for all your gifts, and thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for this beautiful day. Pray for your many blessings over the rest, the remainder of this service, and for over this message. God, I pray that you would just give me the strength, give me the confidence, and give me the comfort to be able to speak the word and speak your words, Lord. They're not mine. I'm just thankful for all that you continue to do for us, though, and I just pray that you continue to be with us as we go about in every aspect and every way, at work, at home, with our family, our friends, and just pray that everything that's said and done is for your honor and your glory. We pray all of this in Jesus' name, and all of his children said, Amen. Amen. So the first sermon I did about being grateful, it was okay. The second sermon saying, trust the right, not the wrong, was even better. But I have a feeling today this is going to be the best of all three that today I'm going to preach. Why? So getting back to the basics, we all have heard, or we've all been heard from someone tell us about getting back to the basics. We've probably heard it at home. We've heard it from our friends. We've heard it from our family. We've heard it from our work. But for some reason, I just don't feel like it's said much here in church, in God's house, though, as much as it should be. What does it mean about getting back to the basics? Some of us, it's about getting back to doing the easiest things, the smallest things, the littlest things. Some people in this day and age, what it means about getting back to the basics is about doing things that's going to help us just to get by. It's a matter of doing what has to be done than what really should be done. And how so? Let me give you an example. Many believers here out here today believe that just by going to church every Sunday, which what makes you a Christian. Wrong. Another example. It's okay if I decided not to pray or go into God's word, even though I should be, or I should. Wrong. Or how about this one? And if I'm, correct here, this is probably one, if not the biggest excuse that probably more believers, more Christians probably use than ever before. What about getting too busy or getting too stuck in your daily life, getting too distracted by things you shouldn't be worrying about, or surrounding hype that really just do nothing but really just kind of brings more or adds on to the load that you already have, though. It's getting too busy with the things such as, things you have to do at home, things you have to do at work, only to leave God as a part-time job than a full-time job. Wait, what? Yes. You see, you all are probably thinking, what is he saying by watching God become a part-time job? Did he really just say that? If you heard me loud and clear and you heard me enough, yes, I did. God becoming a part-time job, then he should be a full-time job. So let me tell you about how things went about for me this past week. Let me take you into a daily week, or should I say a daily life, into Toddy Stock, shall we? So every day this past week consisted of the same thing. I get up at 6:30 in the morning, have to go to my first job and do deliveries for FedEx at work. Then I come home and take a, you know, then come home, get settled in, take a little nap. Yes, it has been a long, brutal, exhausting week. And if you heard what I said, though, that the one word out of this couple, though, exhausting, you know that when Brother Paul gets back, he's going to be picking on me quite a bit. So I go to work at FedEx, I come home, take a nap, then only to get up, have to get redressed, get cleaned up, and have to go to my second job in the afternoon. All, for those of you who don't know, I work at a restaurant, the Grill at Runways, which is over by the Hagerstown Regional Airport. Then, only to come back home, and then sometimes I come home and have to do schoolwork there for a summer class that I'm taking in Spanish 102. Add a day or two in the mix there, though, then I'm also playing baseball for a summer league or two. And then just the last weekend, after I was getting done work, after working all day, 12-hour day from 9 to 9, then only have to jump in my car, go 5.5 hours down to New York only to pitch for another summer league team. Yes, I actually jumped in my car and literally drove 5.5 hours just to go pitch for one summer league team. I know, everyone. I just love baseball so much that I can't get over it. And what else? And then throw in probably also along that week too, though, besides working at FedEx, working at my other job, taking a nap. Yes, there are some days I'm tired. Then also playing baseball. And then also I was also pet sitting for a friend of mine or two, though, while they were away on vacation. And then on top of now this week, the same thing is, you know, starts all over starting tomorrow this week. I got to do the same thing all over again. Yes, that means going to getting up 6:30 in the morning, go work at FedEx, though. Then come home, take a nap. Then there's going to be some days I have to go to my second job. Then there's going to be some days that I have to go do schoolwork, though. Then I'm going to be playing baseball, though. And then on top of all that, though, yes, I'm also pet-sitting for another friend. I'm watching him and his dog. I'm house-sitting and watching his dog while he's away on vacation. And then on top of that, then I just entertain the opportunity to give baseball lessons to a former guidance counselor who I've known since high school to his son that's getting ready to start back up playing baseball again now. Yes, I am a busy man, as you can see here. So to sum all it up, yes, I'm a busy man. And sometimes I wonder, how do I do all this at the same time? But the main thing of all that what goes on in a daily week and daily life is this question right here. Where's the time for God? Where's really the time for God? Like, where is my time that I get to spend talking with God? I'd rather be honest with you than to lie. I'd rather be honest, because that's the thing about being a Christian, is to be honest. Some days are hard. Some days I don't end up making room there for God. And it's the littlest things. The littlest things what I'm talking about is waking up every morning, though, and just reading a little bit of scripture or two, though, and going about saying my morning prayer. Some days, even too, throughout the middle of the day, is reading scripture again and saying another prayer. Then at night, though, is going about rereading scripture again and then saying prayers again, too. The fact of the matter is, it should not be hard at all, whatsoever, to make time for God. Amen. So now, let me make this statement very clear so you all know where I'm going to be heading now as we get deeper into the sermon now about getting back to the basics and making God a full-time job. Here it is. It goes a little something like this. There is, now I want you to picture it in all capital letters though, in bold and underline, all right? There is always both room and time for God in our daily life. Amen?
Amen.
We can strongly disagree that when people say there's never time for God, or that we get too distracted, we get so-called too busy. Sometimes I end up using that as an excuse. We get too busy with what's going on in life. No matter what is going on in our current situation, there is always time for God. Time for God is a crucial, if it is the most crucial part when it comes to getting back to doing the basics. The way things continue to go about every day with what we're seeing in our world currently, right here, right now, the continuous uncertainty, though, we don't know what's going to happen though, as far as the upcoming election. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the future holds, and so on and so forth, though. That is forbidding. That is keeping us from what we need to be doing. So we need to get back to reconnecting, redeveloping, and regrowing in the three things that we need more often than ever before. That is hope, that is faith, and strength everywhere. Amen? We need to get back to redefining our hope in the better and the positive in every circumstance and every situation in our daily life. We need to get back to redeveloping our faith for what we believe in our case, and it's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, along with ourselves and the things that He has called us to do. We need to get back to regaining our strength, the unlimited amount of strength that He gives us, though, to take on the risk, the challenges, and the obstacles that God puts in front of us. No, He does not do it intentionally and purposely just to punish us, though. He does it just to make us better, though, to challenge us to become better Christians. Amen. Amen. And if you're still unsure, let me put it to you like this. We need to get back to spreading the Word of God in our family. We need to get back to spreading the Word of God in our work. We need to get back to spreading the Word of God at home, at school, at college. Guess what we really need to do here? We need to get back to the basics and spreading the Word of God in this country today. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not getting too old for this, y'all. I promise you. I'm hanging in there. So how or what are some of the things that we can go about in terms of the basics with all these things? There's five things that we can do that helps us get back to the basics. One of them, the most important thing, is the power of prayer. It is taking time, doesn't have, no matter how short, no matter how long. Sometimes I've been constructively criticized by my baseball teammates that I pray for 5 minutes, though. Yes, that is something basic that I just enjoy and love doing above all else. It is just praying on and on and on and on. Why? Because prayer brings peace. Above everything, you must pray. Prayer is essential. And let's be honest, sometimes we can agree it does tend to get away from us. It's true. So first set out a time to pray, and then find intimate time with God. Prayer is a conversation between us and Him. It says that you have not because you ask not. Many go through life without being open and honest with God about their fears, though. It's better, and I tell this to everyone all the time, it's better to let go than it is to, you know, withhold any kind of fears or any kind of emotions, though, that just continue just to put a load on you and just continue to either upset you, frustrate you, or just keep you from doing what you need to be doing every single day. The more you let go, the better you'll probably feel off. Amen? Prayer is an essential tool when it comes to getting back to the basics. The second thing, currently right here, right now, is worship. Worship is a time your spirit feels uplifted and you send thanks and humbleness to God. Worship is what heals you in the time of hurt. Worship is essential to your walk with God. God's goodness will bring a gladness into us in worship in a way it is revealed. Even when it hurts, worship is still powerful. Tears may flow, but God lets no tear go in vain. The third thing, meditation. Meditation brings clarity. Meditate on the Word day and night. I don't read my Bible enough. That is something that we need to continue to implement in our daily life every single day. And I want to reference to a lot of what Brother Paul had once said in one of his sermons, though, is that sometimes we as believers do not read our Bibles long enough, though. We don't need to continue to make it harder amongst ourselves by reading either a chapter, a book of the Bible, or anything like that. If it means to just read one verse a day, a couple verses, do so. Make it easy. Do not make it so complicated on yourself. Having favorite key verses and listening to sermons and reading devotionals throughout the day, it helps you build your faith. It helps you build strength. It helps you build your confidence. Keeping the Word of God in your ear will allow it to become written up your heart. Also, meditating in a quiet area can bring peace and clarity when it comes waiting on the Lord. Prayfully listening for God's direction is a form of meditation. A fourth thing, something that I started getting into roughly about a couple years ago that I find very helpful, that has really helped me, is journaling. Why? Because the more you journal, the more you write there, the more you take time out of your day just to write, you know, some things down. Journaling allows you to see the goodness of God. It allows you to recall what God has revealed to you. Seasons will change in your life. And the journal will be a great resource to see the lessons you learn and to utilize the knowledge of God and turn it into the wisdom of God. Journal brings out the truth. This is the area that will bring out the most revelations. Something that I do. Something, you know, I'll take a little piece of paper and write down three things. Maybe three things that I'm grateful for. Three things that I feel like I can do better, though. It's the little things like that. It's the doesn't it not take an extraordinary amount of time, everyone. It just takes only a couple minutes, though. It's just something little that maybe will take you one step further and can continue to growing and redevelop and refining your faith and your relationship with God. Amen? The last thing is something that we all need to continue to do is Bible reading. Bible reading brings direction. This is one thing that many cringe at, but this goes with prayer. Bible reading is not rocket science. Pray for direction. Pray for the direction, hunger, and a revelation. Find a time in your morning and evening and sit down and study the Word of God. In case you don't remember what God's Word is, remember the whetstone, the sharpening tool. This is a tool to your benefit, though, that's going to help you in the long run. And no matter if you can't find the answers to every single one of your questions that you have, though, they're all right here. This is a sharpening tool. This is what's going to help you, though, in every aspect of your life, no matter how far, no matter how confused or how lost you can be. Open the whetstone. This is your sharpening tool. Brothers and sisters, we as a whole need to get back to doing the basics in our everyday life. We need to get back to doing the littlest things that continue to carry our way, to continue to keep us moving forward, though, and not get too distracted by anything, the surrounding hype or uncertainty that every single day, no matter what the future holds, though, or what may, you know, continue to come about and occur. Meaning we need to continue to get back to implementing and doing the everythings in our life that should be done, then they have to be done. To and from wherever we go, we need to continue to spread the word that continues to come to us day after day. So with that being said, we need to get back to the base of God and the three things I just mentioned. Those three words right there, hope, faith, strength. It is refining our hope for what we hope for. It is redeveloping our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and regaining our strength. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It's time to get back to doing the basics. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. God, we just need to get back to doing the basics. We need to get back to reading, opening the Word, opening your Word, Lord. We need to get back to spreading the Word. We need to get back to reaching out to community to draw more people closer to you. It all starts with us by taking action than just to react, Lord. Thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for all you continue to do for us. And I pray, Lord, that all that has been said and done, it will be taken into account, and that we may go out into this world and go back to doing the basics, though. Always hope, have faith, be strong. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.